Dear viewers and listeners, Alhamdulillah, usury or interest, which is called riba in Arabic, also causes lack of sustenance. Yes, it is stated in the blessed hadith, avoid usury, it brings poverty. Remember, riba is such an evil act which has always destroyed economy and businesses. The glorious Qur'an Pak and the blessed hadith have strongly condemned it. From Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is even a declaration of war against those who do not refrain from usury. Now let's listen to this beautiful verse of the Holy Qur'an Pak and understand the importance of staying away from interest. He Azza wa Jalla has stated in Surah Al-Baqarah,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, fear Allah and give up the remaining usury owed to you if you are believers. And if you then do not act upon this, so be certain of a war with Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you repent, so take back your initial amount, neither causing loss to anyone else nor facing loss yourself. And Allah Azza wa Jal in another place, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 276, has stated,
يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
And Allah Azza wa Jal destroys usury by eliminating any blessing in it and gives growth to charity. And Allah does not like any ungrateful excessive sinner. Now commentating with regards to this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yarqan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, there are two rulings that have been obtained from this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Number one, there is no blessing for a believer in usury. Yes, it can be very beneficial for a disbeliever, but not beneficial for a believer. Therefore, do not think that the condition of a disbeliever can be applied to you. A disbeliever will prosper by receiving interest and usury, and a Muslim by paying zakat. Allah, Allah, Allah. Second point is that no charity or zakat are accepted with the money collected from interest and usury. After this ayah, there are many ahadith in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned about interest. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam cursed the taker, the giver, the writer, and the witnesses of interest and said that all of them are equal sinners. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. In another hadith, which is stated in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had stated, if anyone knowingly consumes a dirham of usury, it is more severe than committing fornication 36 times. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, which is in Sunan Ibn Majah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had stated, in the night of Mi'raj, I passed by such people whose stomachs were like houses with snakes in them, which were visible from the outside of their stomachs. It was said to me, they used to take usury. These are the people of interest. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners, remember very well that Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed barakah and blessings for a person when he pays his zakat, when he pays charity, when he gives sadaqah. And a believer will only incur loss if he will consume usury and interest. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to understand this matter, that the disbeliever who does take interest will prosper, for he is a disbeliever. But for a believer, he will only see barakah and blessings when he gives sadaqah and pays his zakat, but he will find a huge loss if he starts eating and start dealing with interest and usury. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins, forgive us, and grant us the ability and tawfiq to repent. If you have any questions and queries related to this, you should sit in the company of the great ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at, with the Muftiyani Kiram. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide the Ummah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.